Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Global Focus with me, Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel. For today's program, we'll travel to Australia, which is currently holding a survey on whether or not to legalize gay marriage. We'll hear from the Yes campaign.
It is about whether everybody in Australia should be treated equally by law.
And the No campaign.
Marriage is much, much more complex than that. And changing something so fundamental as a social institution like marriage has a lot of flow-on effects.
We'll also talk to a researcher who warns that this debate could have a negative impact on the LGBT community's mental health. The Australian government just last month launched a controversial postal survey on same-sex marriage. This means around 15 million Australians have until the end of the month to mail back their answer to the National Statistics Bureau. The results are non-binding, but the government says if the result is yes, it will move to hold a parliamentary vote on the topic. The issue won't be tabled in Parliament if there's a no outcome. The government chose this unusual approach after an election promise of a national plebiscite was thrice rejected by Parliament's upper house. Several organisations, including members of the official Yes campaign, even questioned the legality of the survey, but it went through anyway. Tiernan Brady, the executive director of the Equality Campaign, says they would have preferred a simple vote in Parliament.
Well, we have never been in favour of the process. There was no legal requirement to have a postal survey. Parliament is the place where laws are passed in Australia, and we have always made the argument that Parliament should do its job and pass marriage equality because the majority of Australians are in favour of marriage equality. But the world of politics has been unable to resolve the issue in Parliament.
Meanwhile, the No campaign would have preferred a binding referendum. Damien Wild, the Coalition for Marriage spokesman, explains.
We would have greatly preferred a full national compulsory plebiscite because that's the only true way to get a proper indication of the opinions of the community at large. A postal plebiscite is fraught with all sorts of problems, not the least of which is the issue of just simply motivating people to vote. That having been said, these are the circumstances we've been given and we're having to campaign accordingly.
Despite polls showing 70% of Australians to be in favour of legalising same-sex marriage, the issue is extremely polarising. Big businesses, major sporting organisations, religious bodies and even international music artists have been criticised for taking sides on the issue. The Australian Statistics Bureau, which runs the postal vote, was given the task to avoid the need for parliamentary approval. But that meant the marriage poll did not attract advertising protections against malicious campaign material which are in force during elections. This is a key concern for activists who fear the vote could unleash a barrage of homophobia. Tiernan Brady.
This can be a difficult process for LGBTI people. It's a national discussion about their value and their dignity. So that's a hard process. So we have worked very closely with the mental health organisations across Australia to make sure we were prepared for the increase in demand for services. And sadly, we have seen an increase in that demand.
Studies have shown LGBT people to be negatively impacted by such debates. According to one of them, published by the University of Queensland in Australia, and for the anti-marriage equality case in the Irish referendum in 2015 caused a majority of LGBT people to feel angry and distressed. Here is Sharon Dane. She's one of the co-authors of the study and with the University of Queensland.
It affects people of all ages, although disproportionately so for younger people. 18 to 24 found it more distressing and hurtful when the Negative No campaign was about, so the posters that they saw, the flyers in the letterbox, and also for these young people, for the first time, they had realised how many people weren't on their side. So that came as a bit of a shock to them, whereas for the older generation, they had already experienced a lot of discrimination in their past.
Dane adds that she expects this to be even worse in Australia.
If anything, it could be worse because at least in Ireland, people knew that even though they had to go through this, this, the end result would have been, if they have a win, that it would change the law. In Australia, that's not the case. This is just like a glorified poll, in the sense that regardless of the outcome, it has to be voted on in Parliament for a law to pass. And so everyone is going through this process and through the hurtful process of knowing, having everyone in the community talking about their private lives and everything else, knowing full well that regardless of the outcome, the law will have not changed.
While the ongoing debates are generally respectful, local media has noted cases of homophobia. But Damien Wild, spokesperson for the No Camp, says people supporting the other side of the argument have also been targeted.
You know, there's a diversity on the other side in the way they've handled themselves, but some of the nastier fringe elements of the Yes campaign have been quite shocking. We saw a former Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott, headbutted in a street. We've had campaigners have their, you know, posters torn down, people attacked. Some of those fringe elements have not been, you know, particularly good examples for their campaign.
Researcher Sharon Dane says she's already heard accounts about the consequences of this survey.
The helplines are far busier than they've ever been, in the big cities particularly. There's also people, you know, starting to write in on social media how it's hurt them and affected them. And I think the story that's coming out now, and this is very much consistent with Ireland, is it was never discussed openly before. So people really didn't have any idea of friends and family members who were anti. You know, it's not something that people ever brought up. But now, because a community debate happening, it gives everyone a license to talk about it. And so people are now finding out for the first time that some friends of theirs and some family members of theirs are anti.
According to the National Bureau of Statistics, nearly 60% of Australian voters have already cast their ballots. The Australian count looks set to overtake the turnout for the 2015 Irish same-sex marriage referendum, which saw about 60% of voters take part. Polls indicate that the Yes camp is on track to win the survey, but youth participation, a demographic largely in favour of same-sex marriage, will be key for the Yes camp. Let's hear again from Tiernan Brady, the head of the Yes campaign.
We're never complacent. You cannot take a result for granted. We are going to campaign until the very last minute. We want to make sure as many people as possible vote. Whilst we are confident that the Australian people are for marriage equality, the job of the national campaign is to make sure everybody votes so that that opinion is reflected in the results. So we're very happy with the polls, but we're not complacent at all. There's a lot of work to do, and hopefully in 4 weeks' time, we will get the result that we need, which is, you know, equality for every Australian.
Meanwhile, the No Camp still believes it's in with a chance.
The opening polls for us were not particularly good. The Yes side was significantly in the lead. But having said that, over just the last few weeks, because we have finally been able to commence a conversation with the Australian public about the consequences of changing marriages, more than just the emotive love is love argument, that there is something deeper, more fundamental underlying this. The polling is actually changing rapidly. You know, just in the last few weeks, the Yes side has dropped from, you know, 70-odd percent to barely 50 now and falling fast.
The postal vote will close on 7th of November, with the result released on 15th of November. In case of a Yes victory, a law legalising same-sex marriage would be introduced quickly by the government, making Australia the 25th country in the world to do so. And this brings us to the end of this week's Global Focus with me, Fabien Yannick Charbonnel.